Having the right mentor or role model can make a huge difference in a young person's life, but not everyone is lucky enough to have one. Some young women in Amman, Jordan are in luck, though. They have a new role model to look up to, and she's a fighter, really. The World's Shirin Jafari explains.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon in Amman, and the gloves are on.
Go, 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 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cross jab, cross jab.
It's time to practice those punches, jabs, and kicks. This is a female-only gym in Amman called She Fighter. It's on the second floor of an apartment complex. You have to press a buzzer to be let in. A group of teenage girls kick and punch the bags, mercilessly. The very human-like dummy gets the most severe blows. There are inspirational quotes on the walls. One of them reads, "Be the kind of a woman when you wake up every day in the morning, the devil says, 'Oh crap, she's up.'" It's from an Irish writer. 21-year-old Batul Jacob is the instructor this afternoon.
Boxing has changed my life, not just like physical-wise, but psychological-wise. Here in Jordan, most of the girls wait for someone to help them, whether it's her father or it's her brother. She always waits for someone to take an action. But here at She Fighter, we are trying to change this. Okay, guys, let's do the next set.
She Fighter is the brainchild of Dina Khalifa. She has short hair and a boxer's body.
So I have to confess something. I'm a troublemaker.
That's her. And no, she's not a troublemaker. This is what her dad used to call her when she was a kid.
I really don't know why. Maybe because I always start to fight. Or maybe because I used to fight with boys a lot when I was a kid.
That, by the way, is from a TED Talk she gave recently. These days, though, Dina, the troublemaker, is running Jordan's first self-defense studio for women.
I started training taekwondo when I was 5 years old. I was really good. I started winning championships as I grew up, and I got about 20 gold medals, 3 of them international.
Khalifa went on to study French literature in university, and one day, as she was heading to class, she noticed something was wrong with her friend, Sarah. She had bruises all over her face.
She was being attacked by her brother and father. So when I tried to help her, she said, you know, we can't do anything. And it just pisses me off, the idea of women being hurt and they can't do anything.
At that time, Khalifa's taekwondo ambitions were on hold because of a nasty knee injury. So she thought, instead of training for medals, why not teach girls like Sarah how to stand up for themselves?
So I started training women self-defense at the basement of my parents' house.
And in that basement, Khalifa started teaching young girls a mix of taekwondo, boxing, and self-defense. She Fighter was born.
It was a challenge at the beginning. Not everybody was interested in the whole system. It took me about 1 year until I decided to leave the basement and start partnering with different gyms in Jordan.
A couple of years of partnership, and Khalifa finally managed to open up her own studio.
You have so many challenges. First, you're a woman. Second of all, you're a woman in business. Third of all, you're starting something that is really new to the whole society.
But slowly, people started to notice Khalifa and her work. The girls loved it. For some, the studio became a second home. And She Fighter grew by the day, to the point where it went from the basement of her parents' house to...
Welcome to the White House. We have more than 20 countries represented.
That was 2 years ago. But Khalifa had no idea she was going to meet the president.
Suddenly they're like, everybody sit down, the president will come.
And we want to empower leaders of social change, like Lena Khalifa of Jordan. Where's Lena? There she is.
It was a great push for me to know that I am being appreciated somewhere in the world by President Barack Obama. I can't stop, even though I have so many challenges here.
President Obama's praise for Khalifa followed her home. As we talk, one of her students runs over to show her something. It's an economics textbook, and Khalifa's name is in there. She's on a list of successful Jordanian entrepreneurs, the only woman.
Now the students can learn about people who are actually making a change in the society. They don't have to learn about somebody outside the country. Some of them, they want to be like me. Somebody wants to just develop their own skills. So I'm happy that I'm actually influencing them in a positive way.
Khalifa wants to go beyond this studio in Amman. She has set up classes for Syrian refugees. She's also expanding She Fighter to Saudi Arabia and possibly Kuwait.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you.
Gloves up. Tonight's session is over. The girls collapse on the floor, their faces are all red, and they're dripping with sweat. A quote on the wall behind them reads, "It took me a long time to develop a voice, but now that I have one, I'm not going to be silent." Madeleine Albright. For The World, Shirin Jafari, Amman, Jordan.